Hare Krishna. Day after tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada embarking on the Jaladuta for America. This morning I was listening to a talk where Prabhupada said generally people in India go to London. I said, but I always thought, let me go to New York City. London is sort of the capital of the British Empire, but New York is the most important city in the world. And so 2 days preceding that event gives us an opportunity to think about Srila Prabhupada's determination and specifically his absolute dependence and trust on Krishna. In Gita, Krishna concludes by saying, Mami kam sharanam vaja, just surrender unto me. So this process of sharanagati, surrender, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It has six angas or six limbs, all of which need to be cultivated or practiced. Anukulya na sankalpa patikulya vivarjanam rakshishashi visvasu gotitve sharanam braja atma nikshipa sankalpa atma nikshipa me? Sadvidha Sharanagati. So the third and fourth are what we were meditating on today, and that was Srila Prabhupada's complete dependence on Krishna as a shelter and as his maintainer. Prabhupada was going alone at 70 years old on something that you could call more of a boat than a ship. He was he had no acquaintances. He had just some far, far distant acquaintance who was sponsoring him in some remote little village. It wasn't exactly New York. Prabhupada had no money, he had no possessions, he had no security. There was no way that if anything happened to him, how would anyone know in India and in New York who would care? There's people by the hundreds dying every day on the streets of New York. He could just as well be another. But Prabhupada had faith. He had faith in Krishna. He had faith in the order of the spiritual master. And he knew Krishna was his shelter, which meant that whatever Krishna wanted to do, then that's all right. Shelter doesn't mean you just depend on Krishna and everything will happen the way you want it to happen. No. Prabhupada gives the example of a kept animal. So if the master decides to butcher the animal, the animal is just there. He doesn't protect himself. Same thing, whether Krishna protects you in the relative sense of the term, or whether some serious danger, pain, even death befalls you, for a devotee it's all the same. If that's what service means, if service means death, then why not? That was Prahlad Maharaj's approach. He wasn't afraid of death. For a devotee, what's death? Death is just our ticket back home, back to Godhead, or it's the vehicle for going back to Godhead. And as Krishna going to maintain Prabhupada? Was he going to feed him? Was he going to arrange for people to come to him, for him to have a shelter? Prabhupada just depended on Krishna. If we put ourselves in Krishna's hands, then it becomes Krishna's duty to reciprocate. But how he reciprocates, that will vary. And so Prabhupada had heart attacks. Two heart attacks on the ship. He didn't decide, oh, this is too much, now I'm going back. If that's what Krishna wanted, then let it happen. But now he was finally doing what Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur had instructed him, what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, what was his conviction, what Rupa Goswami had told him to do. So why go back? Better die in the battle than retreat. That's the spirit that Prabhupada often explained was the Kshatriya spirit, is that Kshatriya is no question of turning back, and not because, well, I'm in danger, therefore, and I may die in the battlefield. Now, obviously, you don't go into battlefield. A battlefield is not a safe place, and it's not a place where everyone goes in thinking we're all coming back. You may hope that you're coming back, but there's a good chance that a lot of soldiers won't. And they're ready to die. Why? For doing their duty. So if that's what it entailed, then Prabhupada was willing to accept that. So Prabhupada's life, a perfect template for us to follow, as were his instructions and books, because they're very followable. Prabhupada wasn't a lifelong sannyasi. He didn't have, Gaudiya Mad didn't sponsor him or support him. He had no one to really help. He had a place to stay, but that was all that the Agarwals really facilitated Srila Prabhupada with. They didn't join his mission or become devotees. And so Prabhupada was on his own. But Prabhupada was willing to accept that as a challenge. Finally, it had come to this after 70 years, or say after 45 years about, that he first met Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur. Finally, it was really happening. And so for Prabhupada, there was no turning back. No doubt, we can expect similar challenges in Krishna consciousness, similar challenges in our life. Material world means challenges, setbacks, Krishna consciousness. What to speak of preaching means that. But if we're perseverant, if we're determined, if we're confident, if we have faith, and that's why it requires strong faith. That's a madhyamadhikari, strong faith in Krishna. Whatever Krishna wants, success, failure, life, death, this situation, that situation, it's easy, it's hard, then we accept that, and that's called Krishna consciousness, or that's called surrender. And that's a surrendered devotee. We accept Krishna's will. And when a devotee has that type of mentality, psychology, then Krishna really becomes his protector and accepts him in a very confidential and intimate way. It's natural psychology. None of us develop close relationships with people who don't fully trust us, who don't have confidence in us. Maybe they're acquaintance, but they don't become a close associate. So, lessons to be learned, lessons to be learned by Srila Prabhupada's example, so many lessons, and something to remember how 2 days from now Prabhupada began his journey to us. Hare Krishna.